This is Centralia. It's in the Anthracite region, and what it's famous for is this coal mine fire that has been burning now for in excess of 40 years. Now, fires are not that uncommon. Coal piles can quite often catch light, as can exposed seams and other things. But as I mentioned before, this one's been burning for 40 years, which makes it slightly different. As you can see, there is smoke pouring out of this orifice, and because of this, the coal mine fire, the town has essentially been abandoned. Here you can see the scars of the mining in the background, and you can see a couple of houses too. What's interesting about here is that where you see the road, there would have been rows and rows of houses. This is quite a significantly sized town, three churches and quite a large population. And now only a few houses remain standing. The one that's centrally placed in this picture has bricks, look like chimneys, there to help stop the subsidence. In the front you can see the bleached trees from the heat and the smoke. The fire has been burning now for 40 years, and they've spent somewhere in the region of $40 million on trying to put it out, without much success, unfortunately. They've tried adding water, they've tried sealing it. It's almost impossible to seal it. The oxygen's going to get in. The fire started at a empty at a trash site. For Memorial Day, they traditionally burn the trash to get rid of any of the foul odors. And regulations changed, and they had to move their refuse pit. And unfortunately, it was by an entry or an exit to a coal mine or passageway that had been poorly sealed, and the fire spread, and it has been burning ever since. One of the major problems is, unfortunately, that this fire is burning towards Ashland. It's another rather large town, and it's going to have to be put out before it reaches there. And the only way to do that is to strip mine the entire area and remove the coal. They've also had to divert the road several times. They patched it for quite a while, but this is old Route 31. You can see that not only have they got this rather large cracks from subsidence, the coal being burned out creates a void, and then the road collapses in. Now they've moved it down the hill, and this road is closed. Many of the houses have been demolished. There are a few residents, however, that are refusing to move, and even though there is an offer to purchase their houses from the state, some of them have no desire to move. And so it's a situation that's probably going to come to a head, because the fire is burning quite rapidly now towards Ashland. There's only a few more years left before the state's going to be forced to take action and remove these people. Quite a sad story.